I left him there, squawking and rolling around in the dirt, and pointed myself towards the wilderness. Where exactly was the wilderness? Well, it began about 100 yards south of headquarters. It included all parts of the ranch where we dogs seldom ventured. And to be honest, it was kind of a scary place. I mean, there was an invisible line that separated our headquarters compound from the rest of the universe. And we dogs spent most of our time inside that line. What lay outside was, well, an uncharted wilderness, the great unknown. It was a place inhabited by savage coyotes, bobcats, monsters, hissing snakes. Have we discussed hissing snakes? I don't get along with hissing snakes, even those that don't hiss. I mean, your bull snakes and your garter snakes are fairly harmless, but they're very creepy and I don't like them at all. And your rattlesnakes, I halted my march on the edge of the wilderness line and looked back towards headquarters. I mean, there was always a chance that Sally Mae might have seen me leaving and would come, well, rushing out of the house to call me back, to tell me through her tears that she was sorry for everything and that we should try to patch up our relationship one last time. A guy should never give up hope, right? I waited and watched. Sally Mae didn't come rushing out of the... Okay, maybe little Alfred would try to call me back. Surely he would notice the huge void that opened up the minute I walked away from the ranch. I mean, a boy and his dog and all of that. I waited and watched. Little Alfred didn't come. Okay, maybe Slim. Slim and I had been the best of pals for many years. Why, we'd even shared sandwiches together and beef jerky. I'd slept in his bed, drunk water out of his commode, ridden hundreds of miles with him in the pickup. Ours was a relationship that could withstand the storms of life's. Nobody came. I couldn't believe it. What was wrong with those people? There I was, giving them one last chance to beg me back to the ranch, and they were throwing it all away. I turned south and marched into my wilderness exile.